So the defence I mentioned before is in Section 25 of the Queensland Criminal Code. Can you tell us a little more about this defence?
Yes, it's actually not just confined to the Queensland Criminal Code. It can also be found in a few other Australian jurisdictions. But in Queensland, the defence is expressed in this way. If there is a sudden or extraordinary emergency, then you're not liable for any act or omission which an ordinary person exercising ordinary power of self-control would reasonably have done. So a lot of, yes, it's necessary to establish either a sudden or an extraordinary emergency, but a lot of this defence hinges on the question of what is reasonable on the part of ordinary people, a reasonable response to that emergency.
Of course. Now, what cases has this defence been used in by activists?
Well, thus far, it's in its very early stages. So there's just been one attempt in May by a climate activist to argue the defence at his trial. That was in Bowen, and he didn't succeed in establishing a defence, but he is appealing the magistrate's decision. And then we have four activists who were involved in the Extinction Rebellion Day in Brisbane on the 6th of August. And they are intending to argue the defence at their trial, which will be on the 22nd of October in Brisbane.
Awesome. So what kinds of trouble can climate activists have in using this defence?
Well, as I mentioned, a lot of this hinges on what a magistrate or a judge considers to be reasonable conduct or a reasonable response to the emergency. So most magistrates and judges do not condone law breaking. And the difficulty which the defendant had in Bowen in May was that the magistrate simply thought that the argument was absurd, that an ordinary person would do what the defendant did, which was erect a tripod over the Orison railway line, the railway line which transports coal from the Galilee Basin to the Adani Port Terminal. Now, what activists are saying, and in particular the Extinction Rebellion Group, is that it's the behaviour of what we would consider ordinary people which is unreasonable in the face of the climate crisis. That for all of us to continue with our business as usual approach to life is completely unreasonable, because we're facing a catastrophe. We're facing the mass extinction of many, many species. We're facing potential social breakdown. We're facing, according to David Attenborough, the end of civilization. So how reasonable is it for all of us to disregard that and to continue on with our lawful activities?
Of course. Now, overseas, some people have taken to suing their governments for inadequate action against climate change. Could you see that happening here in Australia?
Yes, well, there's certainly been a lot of discussion about the potential for that litigation in Australia, but we don't necessarily have the same openings in law. So, for instance, the Netherlands government in the Urgenda case was held to have a duty of care to lower its greenhouse gas emissions. But that argument would be very tricky to run in Australia. Some of the current litigation is using rights-based arguments in order to argue for more drastic mitigation measures on the part of government. And our difficulty in Australia is that we don't have a Bill of Rights to ground that. So we do have a number of barriers to that sort of litigation in Australia, but what we can do in Australia and what we are increasingly seeing in Australia is action on the part of shareholders against corporations and directors. So the use of corporations law in this context, in the mitigation context. But as for action against government in Australia, climate litigation tends largely to be challenges to coal mine approvals and to the happening in the environmental law context.